During the caucus's weekly press conference, Senator Bill Wilikowski from Anchorage cited a recent study that apparently shows that on a per barrel of oil basis, 2013 was the most profitable year in the last 14 years for the oil companies.
Internationally, ConocoPhillips averaged $24.49 per barrel profit in 2013. Their global totals were $16.24 per barrel. Lower 48, including Latin America, was $6.03 per barrel, and in Alaska, it was $31.15 per barrel. So of the four areas that were measured, Alaska was the most profitable by far. It was five times more profitable on a per-barrel basis than the lower 48 in Latin America combined.
ConocoPhillips released its earnings information for last year on January 30th, and the information shows fourth quarter adjusted earnings of $555 million, which is up from the $494 million recorded in the third quarter. The company asserts that it incurred an estimated $960 million in obligations to Alaska and the federal government in the fourth quarter. The company suggests they paid an estimated $679 million to Alaska in the form of severance taxes, royalties, property taxes, and state income tax. In a prepared statement, Bob Heinrich, the vice president of finance for ConocoPhillips Alaska, noted that the fourth quarter of 2013 is similar to what the company has seen historically under the ACES system, where they pay about twice as much in taxes as they keep. The new oil tax regime for Alaska, put in place by the approval of Senate Bill 21 last year, took effect on the 1st of January, and Heinrich says it improves the business climate in Alaska. He noted that since passage of the bill, ConocoPhillips has added two drill rigs to the North Slope rig fleet, announced plans for a new Kuparuk drill site, started permitting for the Greater Moose's Tooth 1 project, and approved a 2014 Alaska capital budget of $1.7 billion. ConocoPhillips annually releases its earnings information from its Alaska operations, but the same is not done by the other two big oil companies, BP and ExxonMobil. Senate Minority Leader Hollis French says that's because of regulations put forward by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The Securities and Exchange Commission requires ConocoPhillips to state their Alaskan profits separately because of the size of their holdings in Alaska relative to the rest of the company. Because Alaska makes up such a large part of their portfolio, the SEC says you have to break those profits out separately. Those same rules do not apply to BP and do not apply to Exxon, and we can just be thankful that we have something called the SEC, or else we'd never know what Conoco makes, and you'd be stuck with the fairly anodyne statements that the industry makes about how they do here.
Earlier this month, BP announced its 2013 financial results, which cover the company's entire worldwide operations. CEO Bob Dudley spoke to how the company performed last year in a video that was posted on the company's website.
We've had a good year. We brought in four major projects, all of them with high margins. We've got one project that just came on again last week in Azerbaijan, the Sherag oil platform. We've had the best exploration year in at least a decade. Seven what look like commercial discoveries, three of them just in December. That's all very good. Our reserve replacement ratio is up 129%. If you look at the restructuring of our Russian business, it's up to around 199%. Many good things happening in the company. We're going to live within the capital discipline that we said. We'll probably keep our capital flat in 2014 versus 2013, between $24 and $25 billion. Sticking to those targets are important.
BP reported total oil and gas production in the fourth quarter of last year of 3.23 million barrels of oil equivalent a day. When you exclude the company's projects in Russia, total production was 2.25 million barrels of oil equivalent a day, which was down nearly 2% compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. Senator Wilikowski confirms that he has tried to get detailed information about BP's operations in Alaska.
BP just announced their earnings recently, and we tried to parse it out, and you can't parse it out from their quarterly earnings. You can parse it out from their year-end reports, and what we have found over the years is their profits are very similar to Conoco's profits, because what you tend to have on the North Slope is a third, BP, Conoco, Exxon, making similar amount of profits.
The other large oil company operating in Alaska is ExxonMobil, which recently announced fourth quarter earnings of $8.4 billion. Full year 2013 earnings were reported at $32.6 billion. That's down 27% from 2012. Senator Wilikowski claims that ExxonMobil has long been wary of releasing Alaska-specific information on earnings and profits.
You know, I was in a hearing a few years ago, and Exxon was testifying, and I asked them how much profit they made in Alaska, and they refused to say. This was during ACES when they were saying Alaska wasn't a profitable place to do business. Senator Wagner asked them how much they made. They refused to say. And I finally just said, what do? Take a big pile of money and throw it in a closet and say, yeah, I guess we did pretty good here in Alaska. They just refused to say. We've tried amendments on bills requiring that companies tell us how much profits they made. Think about this for a second. We have a for-profit tax in Alaska. We only tax on company profits. We no longer tax on the gross profits per barrel. We tax on company profits. And yet we have no idea what Exxon made in profits. They refused to tell us. We've tried amendments. We've tried to pass laws to change that. We don't know. We estimate with, I think, a pretty good degree of certainty that it's similar to BP and Conoco, but we don't know for sure.
The only mention of Alaska in the recently released earnings information from ExxonMobil was in regards to the Alaska LNG project to possibly build a large diameter natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to Tidewater in Nikiskie. ExxonMobil noted that the selection of Nikiskie as the lead site for the LNG plant is a key step forward for the project. As part of that project, the Alaska legislature is looking at the economics of gas line terms. That concerns Democratic State Senators French, Ellis, Gardner, and Willikowski. On Wednesday, they sent a letter to Governor Sean Parnell asking him to remove oil taxes from the ongoing discussions and negotiations on gas line provisions. Senator Hollis French says the senators want the governor to make his intentions known about further changes to oil taxes.
The last time we saw a gas pipeline contract, it took oil taxes, gas taxes, property taxes, and any other kind of tax you could possibly think of and lock them in for 35 years. We think that's a disastrous route to go, and we we've been puzzled by the fact that so far no one's raised this question. If you look at the heads of agreement, if you look at the bill, there's no explicit mention of oil taxes. And yet when I met with the majors, they came around to my office, Conoco, BP, Exxon, and TransCanada all at once. And I said, well, isn't this going to be part of the deal? And they sort of said, yeah. So my view is it's time for the governor to come clean with the public to say, yes, we're going to look at wrapping oil taxes into this massive gas pipeline contract. Or say no, but to let us know explicitly so we can make plans accordingly.
Governor Sean Parnell was asked about the letter from the four senators during his press conference Wednesday. He didn't say that further changes to oil taxes were off the table.
It takes a healthy oil industry to invest in and create that infrastructure necessary to have a healthy gas industry, gas line. And that's so because they come out of the same hole. And companies need to be investing in that well work to bring out both oil and gas. If you don't have a healthy oil industry at Prudhoe or a healthy oil industry on the North Slope, we don't have a gas line. So that's what SB 21 was designed to bring about, was turning around that guaranteed decline and creating that investment magnet, which has already attracted billions of new dollars and new jobs for Alaskans.
The analysis and discussions of the proposed natural gas pipeline deal and terms is being conducted by the Senate Resources Committee. Both of the controlling majorities in the House and Senate have labeled the work as a major priority that they want to conclude during the ongoing legislative session in Juneau. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.